Hello, everyone. How are you doing? So glad to see so many of you here. It's so great just kind of holding this energy with everyone when you can actually make a live call. So I just wanted to throw this out there. This is kind of experimental. As you read in the email, I'm not really sure how this is going to go. So bear with me as we move through some of the hiccups and things like that. But I have a really good feeling that this is really going to help you and just help you understand a little bit more about how to live the wildly alive weight loss lifestyle and to lose weight and feel really, really good about the process and love your body through it instead of, you know, hate your body through it. So as you all know, my name is Nicole Kellerman-Worth, and I am the founder and creator of Wildly Alive Weight Loss. And this is what we're calling Wildly Alive Wednesdays, where I'm going to show you how to get out of your own way, start having fun, and feel alive again. Can I get an amen? So from body image, spirituality, beliefs, food, money, and movement to relationships, motherhood, creativity, sisterhood, and mindset, Wildly Alive Weight Loss is the place to come for real advice and real stories on how to create a lifestyle you adore and a body you feel proud of. So in today's call, we're going to be addressing the recent apology letter that I recently sent out to you guys and how I haven't been myself lately. And I'm also going to address why the intention behind why you want to lose weight is going to be the determining factor on if you lose weight and keep it off for good. And I'm going to kind of wrap those two lessons in on one. So first off, I want to address why I decided to write that apology letter. Because I sent it out and the outpour of love was really amazing. Thank you, any of you who responded and just sent your love over it, either through the email or on the post. And what I wanted to address is there were a few of you who kind of pointed out that I was being really hard on myself and that we don't expect you to be perfect. And I like really appreciate that. I'm glad you guys don't expect me to be perfect because I am nowhere near perfect. But there was a few of you that said I needed to stop being so hard on myself and kind of like Helga had gotten a hold of me. And I totally appreciate that type of feedback because then I can kind of self-reflect and think, okay, was Helga getting a hold of me? Was I beating myself up too harshly? And after I started thinking about it, I really think that it was important that I reached out to you and sent you guys that apology letter and that I wasn't beating myself up harshly. Because here's what happened. So I'm going to put this into a little nutshell so you understand why this was so important to me. I did a huge business training program in 2014 or 2011, and I paid $20,000 and I had $300 in my bank account. I mean, I charged it all. I was all in. It was pretty crazy. And that year, 2011, was one of the hardest years of my life, for sure. And one reason why it was so hard, and I won't say any names here, but the coach, she wasn't a good coach. And as I see her kind of evolve today, she has definitely done some work. I think I might have came into her life at a bad year. And anyway, the whole year was really hard on me, and by the end of it, I was $30,000 in debt instead of $20,000 in debt, and I was totally lost. I was really angry. I was angry that I signed up for this program and didn't get what was promised to me. And the truth is that the coach made me feel like a number. She made me feel like I was just $20,000 into her bank account. And when we'd have our one-on-one coaching calls, she would be like, ask me a question. Like, it was so transactional. And, you know, like, I wanted to get to know her. I was working with her for a year, and I had just invested all this money, and I wanted to get to know her. And so if I would just take 5 minutes of my 30 minutes a month with her to ask her about her day or just, you know, see how her weekend was and just have that personal connection, she would always say something like, let's get down to business. You know, let's focus on your business. And, you know, I appreciate that if I was, like, really going over, like, 10 minutes or something talking about her personal life. But it just, and if I didn't have anything to bring to the call, if I didn't have any coaching questions, she'd be ready to hang up with me before my 30 minutes was up. And so it was a very, very hurtful experience. I have done a lot of forgiveness work on her, and I have now forgiven her. It is what it is. And I did come out very angry and upset because I felt like I was a transaction. That's it. That's all I was to her. And I'd be damned if I was going to lose out on a $20,000 lesson. So I said, okay, everything happens for a reason. What's my lesson in this? And I truly think that the reason why the universe had put me into that program was not to, like, have this successful coaching business, because that wasn't happening. It was because I think the universe wanted me to see what was possible if I didn't involve my heart. Because the truth is I can willpower my way through anything. I was one of the women, one of the very few women who lost weight through dieting, and I still wasn't happy. You can read that on my about page on my website if you want to learn about that. But I can willpower my way through anything. And I was really proud of that. And I knew that I could willpower my way into a successful coaching business. And I think the universe wanted me to see that, yes, you can force this to happen. You can make it happen, but it won't be fulfilling. Because the truth was, when I would have personal, like, interactions with this coach, she was so uncomfortable, like, being heart-to-heart. When she was business, she was good. She was like, mm-mm-mm. But when it came to us, like, talking and being personal, she was so uncomfortable. And she was just leading her life from her mind and totally emotionally shut off, cut off from the head, and just like, go, 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 tunnel vision, let's move forward. And so this last year, I felt like I was doing that. And it, you know, like, not maybe as hardcore as she was, but I even had a client kind of express the fact that she felt this. And that's why I felt like I needed to reach out to you guys and send that apology letter, because that is the last thing I ever want to do. I never want to feel like anybody, if you are someone who is a paying client or not, that you're merely just a number that I'm trying to get money out of, ever. And so it was really important for me to tell you guys that. And I don't think I was being hard on myself. I just think that this is a cut that is very deep. And it brought up a lot of that. And it was a really good reminder and lesson that, Nicole, you need to lead your life and your heart and your business with your heart. And ever since that revelation, which was about 2 weeks ago, I have felt so freaking good. Like, I can feel again. Like, instead of, you know, I used to numb out with food, and now I can still move into numbing out with busyness and work and focus, is I was numb. I was really numb to everything amazing in my life. And so the last 2 weeks, literally, I just feel alive again. And I have made fun such a huge priority, and I have made connection and talking such a huge priority. So how I kind of wrap this into weight loss, because, you know, that's what my business is, but I think intention is everything. So if you look at, I talk about my year in 2015 when all this magical, amazing stuff was happening. I got married, I got pregnant, we bought a house, like really amazing things. My business was doing better than it ever had. I was really in a place of love and service and leading my life with my heart. I had volunteered in Africa for 2 weeks with some amazing children, and I was leading my life with my heart. My intention was with love. And then when this huge scare happened with the house and all that, I closed my heart and I got down to business. And I closed my heart. And it got me nowhere. So my lesson to you for this call is that I really want you to pay attention to your intention on why you want to live a healthy lifestyle and be fit. If it's merely for the fact that you want to look good for your husband, or you want to look good at your high school reunion, or you want to look good at the beach or whatever, I know that like we're far from that right now, but you have to really look at your intention. And so I want you guys to evaluate why. Why do you want to feel healthy? Why do you want to lose weight? And if it's from a place of, I know that my body is suffering with this extra weight and suffering with the extra sugar and with too much Facebook and too much Netflix and too much wine, I know that I'm doing a disservice to my body, and I want to love her more. I want to love her through nourishment. I want to love her through movement. I want to love her through relaxation and baths and massage. I want to love her more. I want to love myself into a healthier version. That's where you're going to find results, and you're going to find results that last. If it's from a place of vanity, of I just want to have a small ass so I can look good in my jeans. I mean, I get that. We all want to look good in our jeans. But if that's the main driver, you're going. If you lose the weight, you're going to attract some negative attention, to be honest, and it's not going to stick, just to be totally blunt. It's not, because I've had a lot of women sign up for the Wildly Alive Weight Loss Program who have lost weight before, and their intention was purely vain. And that's okay. Like, we've all done it. I have done it, okay? I have done it plenty of times. That was the main reason why I wanted to lose weight. I just wanted to be little. I just wanted to look good in a bathing suit. That's it. Not because I wanted to love my body and give back to my body all that she's doing for me, okay? So your awakening activity this week is to really get intentional on why you want to feel good in your body every single day. Do you want to be a good role model for your children, for your grandchildren, for your nieces, for your nephews, for the girls of today? Do you want to just feel confident in who you are and whatever size your body is? Like, what's your intention behind this? Do you want to be able to play with your kids outside and have the energy to do that? Do you want to be able to one day hike a 14er or hike a mountain? Do you want to be able to go swimming in the ocean? You know, why do you want to be healthy, aside from the vanity aspect? Because if that's your main driver when you're trying to lose weight, it will absolutely be successful and feel really, really good. And I'm right here with you, leading my own, like, heart open with life in general. It's a deep connection on all levels with my husband, with my kids, or with my children, or with Wyatt. You know, I just am getting back to leading my life with my heart open, because it was not only affecting my business, it was affecting everything. It was affecting my marriage. It was affecting my relationships with my friends. It was, I mean, everything. So let's lead our lives with our heart. Okay, so now is the section where we're going to take some questions. So your question can be around anything pertaining to weight loss or health or fitness or mindset or lifestyle. If you're really familiar with the Wildly Alive work, we can go totally deep. It can be on this topic of intention, anything like that. So press *2 to raise your hand, and I'm going to take calls for the next, till the top of the hour. So for the next, like, 10 minutes, I'm going to take some calls. So press *2 to raise your hand, and then we will unmute you. So who is going to be the first one to raise their hand? This is not a time to be shy, guys. If any of my Wildly Alive sisters are on this call, which I see a good handful of them, let's not waste this time. Raise your hand. Be that. Okay, here we go. Okay, we're going to 8294. I want you to say your name and where you're from. You are unmuted.
Hi, I'm Alice. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan. My question is, when people are asking me, how I lost the weight and how I keep it down. They say, did you do diet? Did you exercise? And I say, yeah, I do all that. But it's hard for me to actually, you know, I realize that I'm unfair to me and the others, because I try to tell them, yeah, I have a coach and she helps me and all that. But now I realize that, well, and sometimes I do tell them that. How do you tell them that it's more than just eating right and exercising? It's about taking care of your body and listening to your body, what it actually wants, because they'll say, you know, oh, I listen to my body and it says I want chocolate or I want that, and it makes me eat like 2 pounds of chocolate. So that's one thing I have hard time telling them how to do it.
So are these people saying, oh, my gosh, Alice, you look so great. What did you do? And they're trying to figure out Okay.
Right.
So I think that this is an interesting topic because it's hard. I mean, when people even ask me what I do, I'm like, I'm a weight loss coach, and I kind of wish I had, like, another name, because they're like, oh, what kind of diet do you think should I eat, or, you know, what kind of exercise should I do? And I'm like, oh, it's so much more than that. You know, it's so much more than nutrition and exercise. And so I think a real simple answer is to just say, I just started taking better care of myself. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't any extreme diet. I started sleeping better. I started relaxing more. I started making healthier decisions. Everybody knows, you know, what they should be eating, so you don't have to go into detail about that. And I started moving in ways that felt good for me. You know, like I like to say, I like to blank. I like to walk, so I walk a lot. I like yoga, so I do a lot of yoga. I explored ways of moving that felt good for me, and that's what I do. And just put it in those very simple terms, because then they'll probably say, oh, well, what do you think about dairy, or what do you think about gluten, or, you know, like, they'll start to say that, and just say, I just let my body be my guide. If I eat gluten and it makes me feel gassy and bloated afterwards, then I kind of lay off of it for a little bit. You know, like, just, I think coming from a place of, I just listen to my body. If I'm tired, instead of pushing through a workout, I relax and I take a bath, you know? Mm-hmm. I think if you lead it through the lens of, I just listen to my body, and give them an idea of how your body speaks to you, that will really help kind of help them understand. Because they still might say, oh, well, what do you do? And it's like, again, I just let my body guide me. And then after you keep saying that, they'll eventually be like, okay, I see what she's saying. Like, she just lets her body guide. So I think that's a good way to approach it.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
So, all right. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, going over to... we're going over to 3485, and then there's no one else in the queue. So I will probably have time to answer one or two more questions after this person. So *2 to raise your hand. Let's not be shy, ladies. Okay, going over to 3485, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Kathy. I'm from Milton, Pennsylvania. And I've been struggling a lot with just getting up and exercising. Yesterday was a very emotional day for me. I was just kind of stressed out and letting a lot of things really just get me down. Today was much better, but I feel like I just can't get myself on track. I can't get where I want to get to go. I'm
okay,
just struggling
well,
with,
do you think that a reason maybe why you feel like you can't get on track is because you're trying A to Z? Are you saying, okay, a good day is I wake up, I have my hot lemon and water, I listen to music in the shower, I have a good breakfast. Like, are you kind of in that all or nothing mindset?
Yes, everything has to be perfect. All my ducks have to be in a row. My personality is everything has to happen at once.
Right. Okay, so you're in the Wildly Alive Weight Loss Program, just joined. Super stoked to have you here. So you'll definitely learn throughout the program that we're all about baby steps. But this is the reason why so many people struggle with trying to be healthy, is they set themselves up for failure by doing way too much at once. So let's really, like, break it down. What is one thing you can do in the morning and in the afternoon and the evening that will be healthier than you are right now? So, for example, if you don't eat breakfast, tomorrow a successful morning will be eating a breakfast. In the afternoon is tomorrow in the afternoon when I'm starting to feel a little stress rise up in my body, starting to feel my heart rate go up, my stomach go in knots, I'm going to go outside and take 3 deep breaths of fresh air. And in the evening, I'm going to, if I'm still feeling stressed, maybe I'll take a bath. If not, I will move my body at least for 10 minutes.
Okay.
So let's start
well,
there. I know as you go into Module 1, we're going to get a lot more specific on certain areas, like in terms of nutrition, movement, and mindset. And you'll get, like, little assignments within those 3 or 4 departments. But that's how I want you to start looking at this. Not like everything needs to be perfect to be successful, because we're just going to make little shifts throughout your entire life over the next few months that will result into having a completely different lifestyle than you do now, but one that feels really, really good. But and so a big thing is I don't want you to get into the screw it mentality. So I'm going to put this in the call note. There's this post that I did called going from screw it to save it. And that's where I want you to start shifting, is that if you have a little slip up, instead of saying screw it, I'm going to have wine and I'm going to have pizza and I'm going to sit on my butt all night and watch Netflix, saying, how can I save it? Okay, I had the piece of cake at lunch, so I'm going to go for a walk after dinner and I'm going to have a nourishing dinner tonight. So I'll put that in the call notes and I'll post it in the sisterhood as well. But and we'll work through this, Kathy, like, don't worry. But again, I just really want you to get around this idea that it's baby steps. It's one loving action at a time, and there will be slip-ups, and that's okay. You got to forgive yourself and just keep moving forward.
That's the reason I failed before, because I figured, what's the use? You know, I failed so many times, but that's why I liked your program, because you help us work through that.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's what I appreciate about your program, because I know that's what I need.
Right.
Because I,
good.
You know, I feel if I make one little mistake, then what's the use? I'm out to quit.
Yeah. We need to go to save it. That's what we need to go do. So I'll post that. That will really help you right here and right now. So just to give you an assignment for tonight, I want you to think of what's one thing you can do in the morning that's self-loving, and if you do that one thing, it's a successful day, bottom line. So,
okay, I'm ready.
All right,
to
dear.
Count.
Well, thanks so much for raising your hand.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to take one more caller. So the next caller is 1426. Your name, where you're from, and your question.
My name is Jenny. I am from San Angelo, Texas. And it kind of goes with what you were just talking about. I listen to my body. I have the food down. I've been doing it. I'm on my 5th week, so I'm okay with that. That's not an issue. And I've given up sugar for 5 weeks, and I'm doing okay with that. But I'm getting depressed and I can't get myself motivated other than to go to work and sit in front of my computer for 8 hours a day.
So you're feeling really uninspired at work and it's causing you to feel bummed out.
No, I mean, not necessarily uninspired. I have a pretty good job and people underneath me and I'm working, but I'm just not I'm not inspired to or motivated to do for myself. I have a stand-up desk, and I haven't used it in, 6 or 8 months. And I can't seem to get myself up and take a short walk or just do something to break up the day.
Okay, good. All right, so I want you to – this is what I want you to do. I want you to set some reminders, like some pop-ups on, like, Google Calendar or on your phone or something – that's going to remind you to get up and move your body. But it can't be like, hey, time to move your body, because that's not going to work. You're going to be on a call with a client, you're going to be in the middle of an email, and the pop-up's going to come up, and you're just going to dismiss it. It needs to be something that's going to hit an emotional trigger. So, like, again, like what I was talking about, your intentions, why you want to lose weight and feel healthier and more confident in your body. Because I want to be a good role model for my children. So that's just an example. So when the reminder comes up, put on it something along those lines of, you deserve to move your body for 10 minutes right now because you're going to be leading an example for your children to take care of themselves. Or something around those lines. I just want you to get into this place of hitting that emotional trigger, because that's what's going to get you up out of your seat and outside or standing on your stand-up desk. So I want you to try to set up three reminders, all three different emotional triggers. Again, think about that intention of why you want to lose weight and create those reminders that pop up on your phone or on your computer that's going to hit that.
I'm laughing because I have had one on there forever that on the half hour says, get up and get moving. And I just
click it off. Yeah, you need an emotional trigger. You need, instead of bossing yourself around, I want you to lovingly, like pull you into it. Like, you see that vision. When it pops up, you see and you feel that vision of feeling confident in your body or playing outside with your kids or hiking that mountain or swimming in the ocean, whatever it is, and it's like, yes. That's really what this 10-minute walk will equate to, so I'm going to do that.
Okay. Good idea. Thank you.
All right, dear. Well, thanks so much for coming and raising your hand.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye. All right, ladies. Well, I am now going to wrap up the call. It's about 20-ish minutes, as you guys know, so... you know that we will be doing this again next week. If you want to come back, and you can press *2 right away to get your hand raised, and I can talk to you. You can get to the top of the queue, and we can definitely get to you. So I really appreciate that you guys came here live. It means a lot to me to have these heart-to-heart conversations, sharing your stories and successes and struggles. I know that it's not always easy. It becomes harder and harder to connect on that level in this day and age with all the technology. So I'm trying to figure out a way to do it more, like, personally. So I hope you felt some connection by being here, for sure. I know I did. And if you're listening to the recording, you rock too, sister. I know that, you know, setting aside time for yourself isn't always easy, but tuning in and connecting that way, if you can't make these live calls, is a great way to stay connected as well. And if you'd like to join us live, please visit wildlyaliveweightloss.com/coach to learn more about these calls and how to participate. And while you're over there, if you haven't taken the Wildly Alive quiz, make sure you have. This is where we really figure out how you're shooting yourself in the foot when it comes to weight loss, and together we'll create your own Wildly Alive weight loss plan so you can get out of your way, start having fun, and feel alive again. All right, I love you all, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye.